Blackstone Audio presents Last Breath by Karen Slaughter. This book is read by Kathleen Early. June 8, 2004. Chapter 1.
Come on now, Miss Charlie.
Dexter Black's voice was scratchy over the jailhouse payphone. He was 15 years her senior, but the miss was meant to convey respect for their respective positions.
I told you I'ma take care of your bill as soon as you get me out of this mess.
Charlie Quinn rolled her eyes up so far in her head that she felt dizzy. She was standing outside a packed room of Girl Scouts at the YWCA. She should not have taken the call, but there were few worse things than being surrounded by a gaggle of teenage girls. Dexter, you said the exact same thing the last time I got you out of trouble. And the minute you walked out of rehab, you spent all of your money on lottery tickets.
I could have won, and then I would have paid you out half. Not just what I owe you, Miss Charlie, half.
That's very generous, but half of nothing is nothing. She waited for him to come up with another excuse, but all she heard was the distinct murmur of the North Georgia Men's Detention Center. Bars being rattled, expletives being shouted, grown men crying. Guards telling them all to shut the hell up. She said, I'm not wasting my anytime cell phone minutes on your silence.
I got something, Dexter said. Something gonna get me paid.
I hope it's not anything you wouldn't want the police to find out about on a recorded phone conversation from jail. Charlie wiped sweat from her forehead. The hallway was like an oven. Dexter, you owe me almost $2,000.